Proclamation number 4012 of 31st of March, 1947. Confessing Christ. Living Christianity. Anyone who counts himself a member of Christ's church must also confess him before the world if this is demanded of him. He must not deny Christ. He must stand up for him and his teaching, and he himself must live according to his teaching. He must believe in the act of salvation and prove his affiliation to him through a life of unselfish neighborly love, and only then can he be called a true Christian. Only then will he stand in living Christianity, which does not consist of belonging to a Christian church but in the right following of Jesus. And the true followers of his church will be severely attacked by the world. They will be persecuted and threatened into apostasy from the Church of Christ. And then they will have to stand firm in the face of the world. Then they will have to openly profess him, even if they have to fear losing their physical life in the process. A death for Jesus Christ will awaken the soul to life for eternity. But anyone who makes concessions to the world, who does not have the courage to resist it, certainly provides for his earthly life, but he sells his soul, and what the world offers him is worthless for eternity. And therefore the choice should be easy for the human being in view of the approaching end, which will bring a destruction of all matter. And then the human being will surrender everything who lives in and for Christ. No threat of the world will frighten him or move him to make a wrong decision before God. He will be courageous and brave in the face of all accusations of the world, and then Jesus' promise will also come true. Whoever confesses me before the world, him will I also confess before my Father. Man will gain the affection of eternal love according to his promise. Then he himself will come to people and bring them the gospel. He will take abode in the hearts of his own, and they will be allowed to receive the greatest reward. God himself will be in the human being and provide him with the richest knowledge. He will be with him in the Word until the end. Amen.